Blog Talk Radio.
Fist up for the one that got away. One we left for dead, yeah, the one we gotta say. Framed by the pigs way back in Jersey. The only thing you really free to do is serve. When you fight for your rights and you stand, watching for the man, pouring drugs in your land, guns in your hand. Yes, Mando, no Mattel, bro. Don't he open any letters, hit this with a Comatell, bro. Risk and change, risk and change. Sitting around waiting for the shit to change. Your point finger's not acting, just complain. Thought it didn't fight, just shit to blame. Kids getting off for murder, nobody pushing it further. Bunch of lost sheep out here looking for a herder. Killed off our leaders, what the fuck you expect? Violence seemed to be the only thing you respect. I watch news clips today. America had always got some shit to say. Terror breeds terror, just drop bombs. Some mothers and their kids, yeah, just today. But shit, I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. So Bobby cut my neck so they wouldn't shoot their weapons. Seen his mama get the news, yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Crips and blood, pimps and thugs. Body kill their brother, nigga, just because you created these conditions. Racism, segregation in LA. Fed kids on a spoon for the hate. Chase the Panthers out the state. Whoa, run, go inside a run. Tortured that woman in a cell. Broke her out of jail. Now you wanna spread propaganda, but we woke up. No more for you to sell. Devils go to hell. Fred Hampton, the inner city. Building unity with gangs. They working with it. CIA did everything they could to flood the hoods with heroin. At the same time, pass away our heroines. But I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Drug Fred fell asleep inside his bed. Then they shot him dead, bottle in a sack. Yeah, it's all right now. Now whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Bobby, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Sophie, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill King, kill X, kill Fred.
She escaped, you put a bounty on her head.
Poison water in the air and the food.
We already dead, so what else we got to lose?
Once we realize the power that we have as a people and put our minds together as we unite to defeat you. Question lies they teach you. Don't conform to authority, cause under uniforms, human bonds I bleed to.
No justice, no peace, what the people say. The indigo's finna go rise and lead the way. 154 o'clock, but where's that for Trayvon, Grant Rice, Mike Brown, and Freddie Gray?
I don't wanna talk right now. Took another bullet to my heart right now. Everybody's
known,
now they
want to
sign
and
touch
us on
the revolution. Yeah, it's
about to
start right now.
I have advocated, and I still advocate, revolutionary changes in the structure and in the principles that govern the United States. I advocate self-determination for my people and for all oppressed peoples inside the United States. I advocate an end to capitalist exploitation, the abolition of racist policies, the eradication of sexism, and the elimination of political repression. If that is a crime, then I am totally guilty.
Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Martin, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Malcolm, but you'll never get a stutter. Whips and chains, whips and chains. The American way, slaying whips and chains. Kill Fred, but you'll never get a stutter. Kill Huey, but you'll never get a stutter.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Tonight, our air date, ladies and gentlemen, is December 10th, 2017. Tonight is a special edition that we're doing in conjunction with the United Nations with United Enterprise. And then also, too, normally our time is 6 p.m. on Sundays, but we're doing the special edition at 5 p.m. this evening. Okay, ladies. Okay, we got our guest hostess tonight, Ms. Kay Love from Atlanta. We also have Sister Amani Coleman. And also, too, we have Sister Ashe. And also, too, we have Brother Tatum coming to us from North Carolina. So how's everybody doing this evening?
Good and blessed.
Fantastic, brother. Blessings.
Peace, light, and power to all that's on the call. Ashe.
All right. Ashe, all the way. Yes, ma'am. Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, tonight's episode is the edification of black women and their sisterhood. And as I stated before, we have our guest hostesses tonight, Sister K-Love, Sister Ashe, and also, too, Sister Amani. Also, too, I want to give a shout-out there to United Conscious Minds Forum. Also, too, to United Conscious Minds Enterprise. Also, too, to Black I Stand Radio. And also, too, Liberated Minded Media. And also, too, to the RBGs up there in the Tacoma, Seattle area and the Pacific North. West, also to the RBGs of New Era Chicago, also to the RBGs of New Era Detroit, and also to the RBGs of New Era Atlanta. And also, too, we want to salute and definitely appreciate all the black improvement efforts that are going on throughout the community, not only here in the U.S., but also throughout the diaspora as well, too. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, Minister Malcolm X has said over 50 years ago, two things that make a lot of sense. One is that no race can rise higher than its woman. And he also had stated in May of 1962 when he was speaking in Los Angeles is that the most unprotected woman is the black woman. So therefore, ladies and gentlemen, as we look down there through the history of the black woman from the time of her on our continent throughout the diaspora of her triumphs, and of which she had to overcome, and also to all the obstacles that she had had as well, too. So therefore, ladies, I'm going to turn it off over there to you. And once again, this is the edification and the unity of black women and their sisterhood. United Conscious Minds Enterprise is about the elevation and the advancement of our people through viable economic infrastructures designed for the melanated ones. Those who know and understand the subjugation that we suffer from also understand the necessity for unification. UCME has taken into account the antiquity of our downfall and continuous mind manipulation that will not cease, along with implementation of fear of and dependency on others. They have set out to activate a strategic formula of self-sustainability that if followed the nation and worldwide, will create a steadfast growth and mindset to our peace and freedom. UCME has proven determination and dedication to the plight of our people through national and international connections, positioning in place for the beginning for healing and fixing a broken people. So, ladies and gentlemen, please give us a call in with your questions, comments, and concerns at 646-564-9630. And then I'm going to turn it over here to our guest hostesses, Ms. K Love, and then also to Ms. Amani, and then Sister Ashe. Okay, Ms. Love, you have the floor, ma'am.
Okay, well, the first thing I know what this show is about regarding the unity of our sisterhood. So we have to talk about the importance of bonding within our sisterhood and what that means. For us, it's creating and building on a support system, which in turn helps us to alleviate many of our deepest issues. Our bonds allow us to share and exchange knowledge and giving us the ability to run our households, learn from each other, about relationships and to help each other excel in all that we do. So when you think about the sisterhood, we have to talk about exactly how important it is for the structure of our whole black system, the whole unit of the black community and the black family. The sisterhood is what carries that forth. So I'm sure that my sisters Ashe and Sister Amani both would agree that for us, the sisterhood is therapeutic, and it allows us to be vulnerable when the world is telling us that we have to be everything to everyone.
All right.
Okay. All right, Sister Amani, your comments, ma'am.
Well, personally, I know that getting started is just all about having the sisterhood so that we can basically, just to piggyback off what she said, so we can basically teach one another and more importantly teach our families and pretty much uplift one another and encourage one another instead of constantly putting one another down and constantly preying on one another. That's what we are here to change, and we are here to encourage the change. We want to pretty much put a 360 on it. And instead of everybody going for each other, we want everybody to be there for each other and just pretty much show each other that, you know, it, when we unify, you know, there's nothing that can stop us or that can pretty much get in our way. And I was doing some research, and we are pretty much the lowest. We are, like, the biggest, like, minority in race right now. Our race is only 13.3% in America right now. So,
right.
like, that's disturbing to me because,
mm-hmm.
you know, that means the numbers are consistently dwindling down. So
right.
the time is now for us to rise, to stop it, so we can
mm-hmm.
continue to grow. And that's pretty much
right.
all I have to say.
Okay, so that's why so it is so important to bound, you know, with the sisters within themselves on that.
That's right.
Yeah, that definitely, yes, ma'am, and you're absolutely correct. It's because I'm of the opinion that we as a people are currently in a state of emergency, and all we got is each other
mm-hmm.
to save each other. Okay, well, also, too, we're going to introduce our other guest hostesses this evening, Miss Sister Ashe. Are you there, Sister Ashe?
Yes, sir, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. We hear you loud and clear, okay? And what are your opening comments, ma'am?
Okay, one thing that I want to say about the sisterhood, my main mission for sisterhood is, you know, it's a lot of sisterhood movements, you know, going on right now, and we're all divided,
mm-hmm.
and we don't know who is a part of a sisterhood. So my main mission right now is to try and connect, well, not try, but is to connect
mm-hmm.
all the sisterhood movements under
mm-hmm.
one umbrella so that we're all connected
okay.
no matter where we are across the globe.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Because we want to be
yes,
able
ma'am.
To uplift our kings. We want to be able
mm-hmm.
to uplift our children and teach our children
mm-hmm.
as one unit of sisterhood. You know, we want to be able
yes,
to support
ma'am.
All the sisters across the U.S., not just one group over here or one group over here or just the UCME sisterhood. I feel like every
mm-hmm.
sisterhood out there needs to be connected. There should not be one sister across this planet
yes, ma'am.
Without somebody
mm-hmm.
to reach out to talk to on a sisterhood level when they need support. So we
yes.
know
right.
what we can do to build a support team for our sisters, because there's a lot of ladies out here struggling that are single parents. You know, they got kids by men that are dead. They're going through a lot right now. You know what I'm saying? We are being,
yes,
like,
ma'am.
Greatly oppressed by the enemy. And we have to let our people know that we are here. We have to let our sisters
yes,
know
ma'am.
That we are
Absolutely.
Here. We got you. We love you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and with all that being said, we just got to make it happen. And I am here, and
yes,
I'm going to make it happen tenfold.
Absolutely.
I got boots on the ground. I got boots on the ground.
Yes,
I'm connecting with people that I never thought that I could ever connect with. But one thing I can say
right.
is if you connect to the universe, you can bring anything
yes,
into existence that you want to. And I know that we can
yes,
do
ma'am.
This through you seeing me. And that's what we're here for.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Okay, ladies, appreciate you there, you know, making your introductions in here for our platform tonight. I got some questions for you, but also, too, we got a couple of callers calling in, okay, and invite them in, allow them to introduce themselves with their comments, questions, and concerns, okay? And we got a call in from area code 503 with the last 4-1140. Please tell us your name, question, comments, and concerns. You're live on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on our air date, December 10th of 2017.
Right on. Thank you for having me on the show. My name is Teresa Rayford. I'm the lead organizer of a very active social justice movement here in Portland.
Oh,
and
yes,
I'm just
ma'am.
Just to my task sister right there on the line. So I just wanted to chime
yes,
in
ma'am.
And, you know, just bring some power to the message of, like, why we were talking about building that universal sister code of connectivity
yes, ma'am.
Is because there's
yes,
so
ma'am.
Much that's been done, and there's so much in oppression in our voices that we need a place
mm-hmm.
where we can just at least once a week just share things that
right.
we're doing so that we can bridge the gaps in our community with access to process information. Because when Beyonce and people come out with the stuff talking about get information, they're talking about become mm-hmm. educated and informed, and we got a lot of people that just think it might mean, you know, get cute and run out, and what we're saying is, nah, you know, get that knowledge and make lemonade
yes,
out of
ma'am.
This mess up that we got. And so when
oh,
we
yes,
share
ma'am.
The problem,
absolutely.
And the ideas
yes,
of what we're doing in our communities, everybody knows that it's relative to what's happening in our neighborhood, but it's like it's a bullet point. You know, it's something to say, hey, this is the action that we did this week, and this is how we did it. And we're sharing that with
right.
community that needs that blueprint, because that's the only way we're going to be able to break this system. I don't think that anybody
yes,
that's on the front of any kind of system out here that's living in America should be looking for the system to be reformed. It works the way it needs to work. We have to damage
mm-hmm.
it, and the only way we do that is by being politically connected, being educated,
mm-hmm.
and using that political connectedness to break the system. And that just means
yes,
like changing language. You ain't got to shut everything down. We've been doing that for years. You get your mind together,
mm-hmm.
and you can go ahead and put that power. And right now, if you haven't noticed, we got black people, you know, indigenous people running for offices, very high offices in Congress and senators and mayors across the country,
mm-hmm.
and we need to support them, even if they're not in our backyard. Hashtag the heck out of them. Get them in those political seats, because the more we
yes,
have
ma'am.
In those positions, the less they have to sell out to the clowns.
Right. Now, let
me
ask you this here, Ms. Rayford. Okay, ma'am, yeah, because I saw up there, you know, on social media that you're running for mayor of Portland, Oregon in the future. Okay, and then also, too, I just want to comment here because, you know, like when we look at past history, particularly in the last 50 years when you had a lot of black politicians getting elected, becoming mayors, congresspeople, U.S. senators, and then, of course, you know, becoming the president of the United States. But I still see that we are still regressed politically, educationally, economically, you know, as well, too. And what changes would you make, ma'am, you know, if you're elected to office as the mayor of Portland?
Well, the thing is that we've been electing a lot of black face, right? We've been electing people that have been supported by the status quo and all these different parties. And what that is
right.
just an oppression. It's like propaganda. It's like a false, you know, like a smoke and mirror shit.
Okay.
You get this black person, and they match the issues in your community, and everybody that's supporting them don't look like us, but they got the money to intoxicate
right.
us with that situation. I mean, if you remember when
yes,
President
ma'am.
Obama elected, they had plates, calendars, shirts, everything for sale, and we were just happy to have someone with a black man on it, but we didn't have no expectations
yes,
of where we came in to play with that. What was we going to do in our communities locally to make sure that whatever we thought the dream was supposed to be, we were going to be a part of making it happen? You can't sit up
right.
here in that office with Trump, Obama, a woman, or whoever, and make anything
mm-hmm.
change if the people in those communities don't have no direct power. And we gave our
right.
power to the gate. So part of what I'm doing is exposing them. My homegirl, she already knows
okay.
we do audits. You know, we go into
okay.
rooms and we do audits.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And like that, we don't understand this process. We need an indictment. We need an indictment. We're starting around the start.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
yeah, so in other words.
You're telling them they're the criminal and they got to prove that they're not criminal. All of the ill manners start coming out. And then you're able to
right.
see who needs to be held accountable, and you can get people out of power. So I'm going in to get people
yes,
out.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm hoping that.
Okay, in other words, you're exposing the hypocrisy of the situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
absolutely.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, hold on one second, ladies. Okay, we got Mr. Tandem on here. Okay, Mr. Tandem, what are your comments
Quantum.
Here so far?
Quantum.
Oh, Quantum. Oh, okay, yeah, my bad.
It's Quantum, Quantum.
Yes, ma'am. The T-U-N-T-U-M. Okay, Tantum. Okay, sir. You're still up there with us. Okay, what's your comments on this here? Okay, all right. Okay, well, we'll get back to him. Okay, so we got another caller here out of area code 318, the last 42267. Okay, you're on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced on our live podcast tonight, with our subject matter being the edification and unity of black women and their sisterhood. Please tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what's your comments, questions, and concerns. Area code 318. Okay, all righty. Okay, well, we got another caller coming in from area code 240, last 42537. We're queuing you in now. Okay, what is your name, questions, comments, and concerns? How you doing this evening, and where are you calling from?
Hi, brother. It's Dee Macy.
Hey, how you doing, Ms. Dee Macy? It's a pleasure. How you doing, ma'am? Thank you for calling in. So what do you got to say about all this here? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I just signed on. Give me a little bit of backdrop. What are we speaking on today?
Okay, what we're speaking on tonight, ma'am, is the edification and unity of black women and their sisterhood. And we have our guest hostesses tonight, Sister Ashe. Also, too, we have our guest hostess tonight, Sister Imani. And also, too, we got our guest hostess, Miss K Love. And we also have Miss Tarefa Rayford on as well, too. Okay, ladies, okay, you know, we have Sister Demacia with us. Okay, take it away.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. I had just wanted to let Shabaka know that Tuntum just messaged me on Messenger. He said that he couldn't hear anything.
Oh, okay. So we'll ask him to recall back in.
That's what I did.
Okay. All right. Yeah, ask the brother to recall back in. Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys. Well, I just want to say thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here talking amongst my people. I live alone. I work every day right now. I'm at home having a little issue with my gum. I need to have surgery. But I'm constantly on, yes, I know it's painful, but check, they got me on some medicine. Okay. Anyway, that's another story. I'm just really excited to be here speaking to people that, you know, I type with every day about serious issues. I mean, these issues are very serious because I'm tired of it. I'm tired of living amongst, you know, garbage like that. And, you know, and I'm very happy right now. So give me the topic again.
Okay, the topic, ma'am, is the edification and unity of black women and their sisterhood. And we have our guest hostesses from United Conscious Minds Enterprises tonight, coming from Portland, Oregon, coming from Atlanta. And our guest hostesses are Kay Love, Sister Imani, and also, too, Sister Ashe. Yes, ma'am. And then also, too, what we're talking about here, you know, why is it important to bound, you know, that your sisters bound with each other? Also, too, what it means to be a sister for you ladies to discuss that, and why it's important to encourage one another. And also, too, you know, the benefits of loyalty and trust between the sisters and for the sisters, you know, to do great things. And also, too, to turn around relations within the community with the sisters.
Well, you know what? It seems like the natural thing is we'll flow with our togetherness, first of all, because we can come together, all of us. I'm speaking for all black people. We can begin to love one another as we would love ourselves, because we already understand the struggles and what's out here against us. So the sooner we build a huge nation of black people that feel the way, you know, for other black people as you feel about yourself, the better better we could grow. The better we can grow, the better we can build. You know, it'll lift up our persona, period. Mm-hmm. And what the others might do. Speaking of the enemy, whatever they might do, they're going to do it to themselves, because it wouldn't be able to bother us. It wouldn't be able to touch us. Now, technically, you know, they're behind all, you know, all the runnings of the cities, the states, the country, because they stole their way up there. But that's their problem. You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It is so apparent that we don't have anything to do with it. We have to take care of ourselves. because
exactly.
we are all we have.
Self-sufficiency. That's it.
Exactly.
That is pretty much it. And that's why we are in a state of emergency as it is now due to our divisiveness that has led us like that since the plantation system. Okay, but we got a guest caller.
Cluster.
Yes, ma'am. And we got a guest caller, you know, calling in, and we're bringing him on right now. Okay,
yeah.
Brother there out of North Carolina. You there?
Yeah, I'm here, brother.
Yes, sir. So what do you got to say about all this right here? Okay, yeah, Dan, you're speaking live on Shabaka's Black Experienced Enhanced.
Yeah, what I got to say is, you know, the sisterhood from a man's perspective, the sisterhood,
right.
The sisters, they need to speak to each other's scars because as a people, our women are really scarred up. You know, our women are, you know, they defensive because, you know, they have been left out to fend for themselves in a lot of situations. And, you know,
right.
they get flack from noodlehead brothers. As well as,
right.
you know, the system in general. So the sisters who are woke, instead of, you know, speaking about the goodness or about things they've learned, they need to speak to the sister scars because they will gain the trust of a sister
right.
who may not be awakened because all of our sisters have similar problems. All of our sisters go through
right.
similar dilemmas. And so
yes, sir.
When you... So I feel that would be one of the quickest ways to gain trust amongst the sisters instead of
okay.
speaking about, you know, the goodness or about things that they've learned in knowledge because a lot of times sisters are defensive. So when a sister speaks of something they learned, which may be contrary to what another sister knows, then they'll put up that wall, that defensive wall that they've been taught to put up since little girls.
So all we can do is keep on keeping on, and eventually, I promise you, those sisters will catch on. All
yes,
they have to
yes.
do is
yes.
keep their eyes
keep
open.
Keep their eyes open.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And them sisters
and
catch
them
on
sisters.
So fast. You all will be so surprised of all the encounters I have that way. I mean, I have
yes,
my
ma'am.
Friendship... of sisters have grown, and these women they're tight. They keep it right between the sisterhood. Just don't give up the
right.
big thing. Do not give up.
Okay.
I'm
going to ask our co-host, Kayla, what do you got to say about that sister?
I agree with what she's saying, and I think another avenue to take is possibly getting a voice out there, because even what the brother said in North Carolina about the fact that we talk about the positive, we talk about education, however, we need to speak directly to those women who have been scorned or those women who have some apprehension about even connecting with a sisterhood because of their previous experiences. We need to have a platform where we can speak and these women can hear us. And they can
exactly.
understand that we're here for them. And we don't have that voice. And I'm going to tell you, it's been, if you look at the media and you look at how we are being portrayed through music and other things, and it's just very frustrating that Black women don't have a voice to show you who we really are, because we could get to those women and those girls if we could
right.
form our own platform to do that. So we need to get out there. And I know right now social media is our only form of getting out there, everything controlled by others, telling us who we are and how we need to be represented, because that's how they want to represent us. But we need to
right.
start changing that we can trust in one another again. And that loyalty is what we need in that sisterhood, so that we understand that we're there for each other. We're not there against one another, but we're there for each other. And we have to keep building that trust. So like the sisterhood,
yes.
right.
you encounter, and I do too, I encounter a lot of conscious young women, young girls, that I come in
yeah.
contact with, and they're telling me, teach me, let me know what you know, and help me to learn about myself, what self-awareness is, tell me why I act and react the way that I do. So a lot of women
right.
want to do better, but they need us to
right.
really get the word out there. We just have to keep being determined and just steadfast. Don't stop. Keep putting it out there.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
You know, may I say something right quick? I would
yes,
love.
Ma'am. Go ahead.
I would love to introduce, you know, the sisters that I'm not going to say fallen, but just seeming to be left behind, to start loving themselves. Get to know their strengths, you know.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
We have power. Women have power. We can produce. We produce everything. And and if once they realize that they're whole, they will start loving themselves, and they can we can love one another.
Okay.
We can the women can get closer, and we can be we can stick together, and that's what I'm working on. I mean, I when I walk, my body is working on that a connection. This sort of like spiritual connection thing with my girls.
Absolutely.
Okay? I don't even have to know them. But it's an automatic connection because we're the same.
Absolutely. Of course. Okay. All right, Sister Amani and Sister Ashe, what do you ladies have to say on that?
Well, this is Sister Amani speaking. I agree. I agree on what the sister said, that basically our reaching out to those that are less informed and less knowledgeable and teaching them and helping them and showing them the way and gaining that platform to reach out universally to all melanated people, that is what's going to be the anchor of what we're doing. Because if we don't have that and we don't get that unity and we don't get that trust between us, then it's just going to keep dwindling downhill. And we are in a state of emergency. We are in a state of emergency. And this is what the main thing that we have to get our brothers and our sisters to realize, that we are in a state of emergency. And that if it doesn't start here, if it doesn't start here, you know, I feel like it really might be too late for our children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and those that come after that. And that's what it's all about, is so that we could build for the future generations to come. And I agree totally with what's being said.
Absolutely. Okay, Brother Quantum, what do you got to say about that?
No, excuse me, I agree. I just, you know, I have an understanding that, you know, a lot of things that's wrong in the sisterhood, it's because the brotherhood is messed up also. And I don't want to, you know, make this about the brothers, you know. I don't want to make this about us because it's about y'all's sisters. But I know that, you know, a sister is going to love a man. And if the man's head is not right, he can turn that sister to jealousy against another sister and so on and so forth. So, you know, a lot of problems.
It's like infectious. It's infectious.
Right.
I have dealt with ex-boyfriends. I mean, totally 100-degree turn while we were together. I mean, it's infectious. Just believe that. Believe that that spirit has power.
Yes,
it's
going to
be fine.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yes, ma'am. The spirit of the black woman is black power. Yes, ma'am, most definitely. Also, what do you got to say about all that there, Sister Ashe?
I just wanted to say that's what we're exactly what we're here to do, is to uplift our brothers as well.
Come on, baby.
We're here to pave the way. Put it like that.
We're here
to pave the way and to get everybody back on track on how we're supposed to be, because black love is powerful.
Black
love is very
powerful.
Within the black,
I'm about to run
because
somebody
without one, we both need each other, and this is why they do what they do as far as trying to break us down and keep the black man out the home, is because they know two strong people together. People together as one in the home, raising their children to be righteous.
Right.
You understand? That's powerful. And they're going to do what they can
that's
do to keep the man out the house, because they don't, and, you know, this is why they send out all these subliminal messages, and they use all these different devices
as a distraction
yep.
to keep us
yep.
from being able to focus on the bigger picture, which is us.
Like sports.
There
yes,
you
ma'am.
Go.
And then also, too, Sister Shad, I just want to interject in right there, too. See, and this is why they try so much to keep the black man out the hold is because currently what I see here in these contemporary times, the main thing that the overall picture wants to see of the black man is rather if he's incarcerated, dead,
yes.
or effeminate,
yes.
you see.
Yes.
And then what happens, too, is that the woman, you know, will start losing respect for the man. You know, as Brother Quantum had said right there, is because, see, the brothers are not totally innocent in this as well, too. And this is why you constantly see it up on my page and on my wall at Shabaka's Black Experience, our Hands and Then Folks, please hit our like page. And you're listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhance, and tonight's subject here on December 10th, 2017 is the edification and unity of black women and their sisterhood. We have our guest hostesses, Sister Ashe, our guest hostess, Sister Amani, and our guest hostess, Sister Kay. And also, too, we have Teresa Rayford with us, who will be running for mayor of Portland, Oregon in the year 2020.
Okay.
And we also have
okay.
our guest calling, Sister DeMacy as well, too. And I'm your host, Shabaka Sankara. Okay, ladies, go for it.
And I just want to say, the brother in North Carolina, back to him, I know he tried to interject about the brothers but not making it about the brothers because this is really about the sisterhood. But I just want to say that if we can get the brothers to come together collectively at some point, and I know it's not going to happen overnight. I know it's going to take some time. But for them really start teaching these good youth as they're growing up about the respect of a black woman. Because, see, what we know is that this is all by design. There's an agenda that is being forced upon us for separation of the black family and the black woman from the black man. Because, like Ashe said, a black woman and a black man together, that's the most powerful thing. That is what they fear the most. They are going to push that. They're going to implement everything possible to break that down. But, see, we have not.
Yes, ma'am.
If you remember back in the day, the songs of yesterday were written about us. The men, when they talked about blue houses, they were talking about us.
Yep.
When Donny Hathaway wrote that song, I've loved you more than I ever will, or whatever that song was, he was talking about a black woman. And, see, we have that knowledge, and they want to take that away. They don't want us to feel that love and admiration from our men. And our men have to start teaching these younger boys that this is what they have for us. When they start, when you bring that respect back into our community,
ma'am.
The way that it was before, and that admiration that you have for us and we have for you, I guarantee it will flip things around. But because the enemy knows that, they will not let that happen. So that's why they pick and choose the music that's put out there.
Right.
They pick and choose the images that we have to see in front of us. Everywhere we go, we have to see images of a black man respecting someone other than us. They have done that by design, and we need our black men to have strength and take it back and say, we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let you disrespect our women. No, we don't.
Can I interrupt? They're starting with our very young black men. Go ahead, sister.
But that's what I was saying, that they have to get the youth. They have to start teaching them as young.
Right.
Because just like Dick Gregory said, he said, why do you think that black men turn to white women? Because that's all I see pushing in his face. That's the epitome of beauty. Because they keep pushing at us. They keep pushing it on us. So that's what we have determined.
That's
media
influence in Hollywood.
But they need to find the beauty in their black women and their daughters and their aunties and grandmas. They got to see that beauty that's within their own. Because we are the only race that doesn't have it like that. The only race. And people get angry with us. If you notice, the enemy gets angry whenever we talk about the fact that we want to stay together. They will put articles in the paper that I've seen about Japanese people and Asian people and how their culture, how they stay together and they build on their culture. The moment that we say we want black men and black women to stay together, oh, my God, are you racist? Is something wrong with you? Why are you saying that? And you have to know there's a reason for that. That reason is the agenda that they have in place. And if we understand that and we know what the agenda is, then we have the tools to counter that. We just need our black men to step up to the plate, and we need them to start honoring that and saying, no matter what the black woman, you know, they turn around and they say, well, they got bad attitudes. They have this. We see plenty of Hispanic women and white women acting just like they say we're acting, but yet and still they find us to be sexy. So they have got to stand up for us, and they have to say, you know what? We know the struggles of the black woman, because guess what? We were designed for you. Black women were designed for you. Black men were designed for black women.
Right.
Our lips
were made
to fit your body.
So you have to understand, if we were meant for each other, then we have got to protect one another. And we need our
brothers
to come forth, stand up, and start telling white men, Asian men, whoever, Arabs, whoever it is, we protect
right.
our black women before anything. And I guarantee you, everything will change. That's all
yeah.
we
yes,
need.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say, it's gonna have to start with us stopping the blame game. Cause when I be on social media a lot, and they be talking
mm-hmm.
about, why do people say it's okay for a black girl to be with a white man, but they say it's wrong for a black man to be with a white woman? And to be honest, they're both equally wrong. It's not no lesser of the evil. So I feel like we have to stop playing this blame game, and we have to
mm-hmm.
Pretty much start healing each other and start respecting each other. And it all goes back to loyalty. It all goes
right.
exactly.
comes back
to loyalty and respect. Because if we don't start showing each other and teaching each other that, then like
right.
I said before, it's going to be lost. And you know, they do a lot of on social media. They do a lot of like these little crazy posts where they be like, how many of you would do this and do that? And I'm like, instead of promoting that and trying to promote it in a way to where it's okay, like promote what's great about being with each other. You know what I mean? Like
right.
they always trying to say, oh well, if you were a black woman, she's too strong and she's too controlled. Like the craziest thing I heard was Kodak Black. I don't know if y'all ever
mm-hmm.
heard of him. He was on a TV interview, and he said he like light skin and white women because they soft and they fragile. But black women are too strong and aggressive and hostile. Now,
that is nothing but self-hatred. Okay, let me interrupt you right there, sister.
Uh-huh.
Please hold that thought, okay? We got a couple of callers calling in. I'm going to give them here
sure.
some airtime. Okay, we got a caller calling in from area code 971. The last four is 9391. You're on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, December 10th, 2017. What is your comments, questions, and concerns, and your input?
Yeah, that's me. Hey, look.
Okay.
I've been listening to this call. I've been listening in, and these women, they're absolutely right. You know what I mean?
Right.
We as like, let me say my name, Jermaine. But yeah,
okay.
absolutely
yes,
right. And for the last past couple months, for a month and a half,
mm-hmm.
I've been protecting
yeah.
these three women, because these three
yes,
women
sir.
Been strong and a unit, and they've been unified like they have been. As a group, and they've been doing everything that what they said when they say that these men need to follow, because we've been doing so
mm-hmm.
much in the beginning, but money have corrupted us, our sexes have
right.
corrupted us. The build it all
right.
from our own women, that build it all that where we need to come back to our black women, and that's what they're trying to say. And you know, I mean, we've been doing
yep.
so many things for so long, then we've been corrupted that we can't even focus like we need to be focused as a man. You understand? So these
right.
women is trying to unite us back as one. Because if you don't have, like, if you have a woman and she's in your household and that's your wife and that's your wife and you call her your wife, why don't y'all be stronger as one? It's already a separation, and then money and everything, sex has been having a separation because they separate us from something that we should be in the household with our woman and with our wife. You know what I'm saying? That's what they're trying to get back. If the king
yes,
couldn't lead in the beginning, if the king couldn't lead in the beginning, why can't the queen lead now and bring the king back that he can lead with them as one, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Also, too, okay,
yeah,
folks,
yeah,
I believe we got our co-host,
and,
one and only Mad Dr. D, calling in here. Okay, Mad Dr. D, you out there?
Yes, I am. How you doing there?
All right, okay, man. Dr. D, our show tonight is the edification and the unity of black women and their sisterhood. And we have our guest hostesses, Sister Ashe. Also, too, we have our guest hostess, Sister Kay. We also got our guest hostess, Sister Imani. We also, too, have with us Ms. Teresa Rayford out of Portland, Oregon, who's going to be running for mayor of Portland, Oregon in 2020. And also, too, we have Sister Demetri. Okay, man. Dr. D, you know, what is your
welcome to the call. Welcome to the call, my brother.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm proud to hear everybody here with a decent dialect about everything. And I say I was raised by thank you, lady. I was raised by women. I would say 80% of my family tree is females. There's nothing more to me than a strong black woman. You know. Because
right.
you women are something else to behold, and
right.
Because with every great man, there's a woman behind him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Exactly.
And if we can unify that, and to one unit, as opposed to pulling against each other, you know.
Right.
I mean, if we have our own differences at home. But we need to unify together to for a common enemy, which
exactly.
is the system. You know?
Oh yeah, and then that of our oppressors too, man. Dr. D, and then you know not cut you off, but I also want to bring up there too is about the damage to the black family unit of the turmoil of what the black woman has been through from the time on the plantation system, also too to contemporary times as well too. And just as Sister was saying earlier about how they just totally driven the black male image out of the home as well too, and then you got a lot of single family. That households, headed by the women is because they systematically are degrading us as men, and this is definitely affecting our family units and shattering our image as men. It's because, as I stated, and I'm sure you'll agree too, Mad Dr. D, is that the only thing that they want to see us as men is either to be incarcerated, effeminized, or dead. And then, as Sister was saying, is about the effect of now that they got all these sisters going out here, to these white males. Same one that put her and us in bondage on the plantation system. But we have to rebuild. We are in a state of emergency. We're definitely having a very, very good forum tonight, with the edification and unity of the black woman and her sisterhood. And the show is going very, very great. Okay, any other comments, Mad Dr. D? Then I'm going to turn it over to our guest host.
Okay, for sure. Once again, like I was saying, I see a problem. As strong as our black women are, we have a weakness of being being more you're too strong for your own good sometimes because
hey, Ted.
And I'm not saying it in a negative way, but I'm telling you what I know. Because sometimes us women see men don't like to be men need to be men, and women need
right.
to be women. You know what I mean?
But also too bad Dr. D. Okay, man, Dr. D, you got a lot of background noise on your end, man. Yeah,
that's not coming from me.
Okay, all right, yeah, because I'm getting a lot of feedback in here.
It sounds like an echo.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
that's
let me
exactly
take
what it sounds
okay.
like. Okay, because I'm getting a lot of
better?
Feedback here. Okay, all righty.
Hey,
how
okay,
you doing?
Okay, I'll tell you
Brother Shabaka.
Yes, ma'am.
Brother Shabaka, somebody saying something to you.
Yes, I'm hearing him, yeah. Okay, who is that talking? Yeah,
okay,
I got
so
you, yeah.
Hopefully it won't be too much feedback, but I just wanted to speak to what the sisters were saying about the healing and how we had to come together, not only because of all the trauma, but all of our intergenerational trauma from everything that happened with our ancestors and all that. And that's one of the
yes,
things
ma'am.
That we do as an organization is we go out there and we advocate for each other because we've recognized that the system has been creating dysfunction in our communities through our education systems and everything. They're going through the
yes,
schools,
ma'am.
Police, the families is overrepresented in these foster care systems. Our babies are being traumatized and drugged, and then they're being pulled away from us, and they don't know where they came from. And all that's doing is causing more intergenerational
And they be sitting up there looking at our kids, what's wrong with them. But you got to realize a child that's been here for 14, 15 years that don't have the knowledge of their grandparents and ain't never had the honoring of their family and has been directed and misguided by these guardians and these systems, being told that they're bad, they're at risk, or they're disadvantaged, or they're marginalized. Them are horrible words to use on our children because they've already, we know those things. And so when you go to school and you tell children and you're training them up and you're educating them and you're telling them that that's what they are, you're not giving them nothing. They're going there for nothing. They're walking out of there empty.
Right.
And so it's not about what is wrong with the children. It's about what's wrong with us. We got to sit up and not worry about what they're teaching in the schools. We got to start building that community.
Absolutely.
As a community, we start building the history storytelling in our community. We use that for playtime. We use that to be innovative. We use our holidays to create our own community unity and do that advocacy. Be there when people need you. When somebody show up or say something's going on, we need the ones. Mm-hmm. We need the ones that need to fund you. If everybody in our community, when somebody's doing bad, and they throwing that crowdsourcing out there. Fund them.
Mm-hmm.
Let all them places that's putting $5, $10, $15 on there be brown people so we can start seeing where our wealth goes. It ain't always got to be something we doing. If we're not supporting what everybody else doing, it don't matter what we're doing because if we're not doing it together, it ain't really nothing.
Yeah, what do you got to say on that, Brother Quan?
You know what I'm saying is what I'm saying, all my life, I've been faced with this controversy. I think it is we have the black women and men in the house. We're having is what I call a power struggle. You know, and while we have this, who's running things? You know what I mean? It actually hurts us more than anything else because we're both powerful. You know what I mean?
Right.
But you can't. Everybody wants to be the boss. You know?
Right.
And then it ends up turning around, and this is what the cracker relies on. It is the same thing.
Right.
You
the division
here,
within.
Divide and conquer. You know,
exactly.
Because you sit up there, and then one more thing, real quick. I'm gonna let you guys know. One thing I'm gonna say about you black brothers out here, I'm telling you this, and I'm telling you right now. I think if any man call himself woman or a woman and call himself a man, I call you a punk. You know what I mean?
Okay.
There's nothing worse than a man whooping on his queen. And then turn around there and brag about it. You know what I mean?
That's despicable. That's despicable. Yeah, that is despicable.
And
Brother Quantum, you still there?
All right, go for it.
Yeah, Brother
Quantum.
Yeah, Tonto. Okay, I see him here, okay. Okay.
It's gonna take It's gonna take a lot of love to heal ourselves and heal our people. It's gonna take a lot of love.
Ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
We gotta show love.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Like for instance, me and my husband was just at the store. And when we drove up, we seen this black lady standing outside with all her groceries. You know, we didn't know that she was standing there waiting for a cab. So I went on ahead and I went in the store because I was on the phone with you, Shabaka, and I was trying to get all the information, the questions and stuff for this show.
Right.
And so shortly after I got into the store, you know, got to the counter doing what I was doing, my husband came in. He was like, hey, babe, he said, you got like four people in front of you. He was like, this lady standing outside right here with these bags and stuff. She waiting on a cab. Like, she only live around not too far away from here. Like, by the time you get done, I can be back. Can I please have your permission to go and drop her off? And he did that. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, babe, go ahead. You know, that's what I'm about. Go ahead. We got supposed to be helping our people and transporting our people and making sure that they get to where they need to be. Yeah. They seem not to be standing out there waiting for no cab.
Yes,
especially if you got caught and you ain't in no rush. Why are you leaving your sister outside in the freezing cold with bags waiting on a cab?
Especially
what we represent. So he had to jump in his car, put her bags in the back, took her to the front, took her to her front door, got her bags out like he was the cab, took her groceries and sat him down at the front door and was like, sis, do you need help bringing your groceries in? That kind of life, her, like, where do you come from?
He had to explain to her, like, this is what we do. He was like, I'm doing this because of my wife. Like, this is what my wife stands for. She's trying to, you know, unite our people, and we're trying to give our people the services that these Europeans, that we should have been doing all along.
You know what? Sister, you know what?
Yeah, that's Sister Ashe, man, Dr. D, our co-hostess. Yeah, that's Sister Ashe, our co-hostess, man, Dr. D.
Yeah, I appreciate what you're saying, because my family, they get mad at me. They say because I help people to a fault. I said, if I see Sister out here, I'm going to help them. I, you know, I said, why not? You know what I mean? I can take 10 minutes or 20 minutes to give you a ride. If you have to, you shouldn't have to depend on Mr. Gilmore. We should depend on each other. And it's supposed to be a natural thing to do. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not doing it for no badge. You know what I mean? I'm doing it for what I'm supposed to do. You know what I mean? And I have one little thing I do. Every day I try to do one good deed for a day. No matter how small it is, if I see something here, I'm going to help them, period. And if nobody don't like it, that's their problem. Because
because
you never know when somebody, you don't need some help. And if we sit here and help each other on small things, you know, can I pick that up for you? What's wrong? Why not? You know, what is wrong with this, the human race, to the point where, do you know for a fact, this is a fact, that you know is that the white man, I mean the brother, will help white man before he helped one of us?
Yeah,
we're
transitioning there from the plantation.
I'm from Jersey. I live in California. I've been halfway around the world, and I'm a vet, so I've been around, but I've seen it. And no matter where I go, a brother will help. If you see a white guy and he's all stressed out, we're so quick to help them. But when you see a brother, can I get a dollar? And then you cuss him out.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Have you seen it? And have you not seen it?
Yeah, I've seen it.
But yeah, we're so quick to help another race instead of our own. Yeah, it's sickening. Mm-hmm.
I just want to say something. This Sister Imani, I wanted to tap into what he was saying, because I see that all the time. Like, when I go into the Hispanic neighborhoods, okay, you can tell their neighborhoods are still kind of messed up, but they actually clean their neighborhood, and you don't see, I literally see people walking up to these Hispanic homeless people, handing them plates and money and giving them stuff, and we don't do that. When you go to a white neighborhood, and, like, for instance, right now, they're making it legal. To have meth clinics at a low dose.
Yeah.
What? So these white people, that's a white drug now. So these white people can go in here and get their fix. But wait a minute. When it was crack, and it was killing all these black people, they didn't say nothing. They just crackheads.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's messed up.
Exactly.
And that's really messed up. And another thing that's bothering me is they making it acceptable. Not to help one another out. And how are you going to be so-called based on, help your brother or whatever, and then you going to turn around and make it illegal to feed homeless people? In the state of Florida right now, it's illegal to feed homeless people.
They criminalize them, people being homeless and displaced.
Make it a crime for you to be poor instead of us helping each other and reaching out to one another. We look at each one another in disgust, and that is what
you
we
mean
need to
black
remove.
People, right?
Black people. You trying to tell me in Florida it's illegal to help a homeless person?
Yes, it is, man.
And it's mostly black people that's homeless in Florida.
Oh, my God. I'm dying.
Black people that's homeless in Florida. And if you get caught, feeding them or helping them in any kind of way, you going to hell.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh, God. That's a law. You mean that's a law in Florida?
That's a law. It's a man out there
he was like 90 years old. He was like 90 years old. He'd been feeding the homeless for the past 23 years, and they locked that man up three times in the past month for feeding homeless people.
You know what? The next day, I'll be doing. You know what? I'll be doing life. Cause I sit around here. I you go to average 7-Eleven, and then people hang out there. I said, you guys hungry? Yeah. I said, I'll give you a couple hot dogs, whatever. And everybody, and when it's the store owner, he said, why? He said, why are you feeding them? I said, it's my money.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And
I said, what?
And he said, well, he said, he's on drugs. I said, you know, I said, he's on drugs. I said, you know what? Let me tell you, did you ask, did you see him do drugs? You know, I said, maybe he is having,
right.
I said, first of all,
yes. But, man, Dr. D, there was a brother that did a live feed video, man, out of your neck of the woods off the East Coast, man, out of Philadelphia. He was somewhere between Baltimore and Philadelphia, and this was a black man inside of a store that was owned by an Arab, right? So there was a brother inside the store who was a veteran who was panhandling, so the brother went on and gave him a couple of dollars. Now, the proprietor of the store is going to get down on the brother for giving him, you know, some change, and then it's going to cause all kind of havoc and stuff like that. So what this brother did, since you don't want me helping my own people here inside this place, and then what I'm going to do is I'm going to have people not come here at all. You see?
Right.
So then he went up there and did something in regard to that there as well, too. But also, too, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Our air date is December 10th, 2017. I'm coming to you from in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley. And they're stopped in California for the Imperial Room. We have our guest hostesses tonight, Sister Kay, Sister Imani, and also, too, Sister Ashe. And tonight's subject is the edification and unity of black women in a sisterhood. United Conscious Minds Enterprise is all about the evolution and advancement of our people through viable economic infrastructure designed for the melanated ones. Those who know and understand the subjugation that we suffer also understand the necessity of unification. UCME has taken into account the antiquity of our downfall and continuous mind manipulation that will not cease along with implementation of fear of dependency on others. They have set out to activate a strategic formula of self-sustainability that followed nation and worldwide will create steadfast growth in our mindset to our peace and freedom. UCME has proven determination and dedication to the plight of our people through national and international connections, positioning in place for the beginning and healing and fixing of our broken people. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are still inviting you to give us a call in at area code 646-564-9630. Press 1 to speak live on air. We're going down to our last 30 minutes here. Okay, Brother Quantum, you there, sir? Okay, all righty, okay. All right, we're moving it right along on.
Shabaka, are we going to run the show until 7 o'clock?
Yes, sir. Actually, the show is scheduled to end at 7:30, and if we're going overtime, so be it, you know. Okay, all right, ladies, and also, too, is that, you know, our guest hostess, Sister Ashe, you know, she says she has something special to read, you know, on the air.
By all means,
yeah, and then let the sister come on in and read what she's got to say. And please, let's turn it back over to Sister Ashe. You there, Sister Ashe?
I'm here.
What do you got to read on
the air, today? This is something that I put together today that I just want to help open up the ears of our people. And you know, this means a lot to me. I took time out to write this. So it go like this. When you think of emotional states like love, hate, compassion, fear, kindness, and jealousy, they may conquer certain thoughts or images in your mind. But have you ever contemplated that each has its own frequency, and that frequency is directly affecting you and those around you? So my point is this. Why is it if love put us on a higher positive vibration and works in our favor as far as helping us to ascend to a higher dimensional spiritual realm, why are folks being attached to those who haven't learned about the power of love and is
still operates off the lowest emotional frequency energy field of hate. The truth has been revealed. Love heals and hate kills. So if you're not loving your sister and brothers, then it's obvious that you are also helping to destroy and kill them off with your negative energy, frequencies, and vibrations. Oh, yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
And let's not forget to mention your negative emotional state of mind and your toxic thoughts are also satanic rituals. Your brain is the most powerful body function of the human body. So if we're able to manifest through the law of attraction by using our thoughts, isn't it true knowledge that we can also destroy others by manifesting through using bad thoughts hand in hand with the law of attraction? My sisters and brothers, my greatest advice to those who claim to be chosen ones, children of the sun, and have received third eye and chakra system activation, please learn how to use your powers correctly.
Uh-huh.
You can start off practicing to have power over your thoughts, and the way to have power over your thoughts is to control them at all times. Please be mindful and remember that our brains are a part of the universe. So when you when the universe opens up portals for manifestation, you can manifest on bringing good things into reality or bad things into reality. So, yes, there are many different ways to kill, and using negative thoughts are one of them. All I'm saying is if you're claiming the jacket of having a kind, loving, loyal, caring heart that is against oppression of our people, be mindful and control your thoughts. It's because of who we are as a people. Our thoughts hold massive power, good and bad. Just like they say the power of the tongue can speak and bring forth blessings or curses, so can your thoughts.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Thank you, people.
Awesome.
Yeah. Yes, very awesome. And then keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this here, is that this is the whole reason that we got to homeschool our own youth, is because as Malcolm X said over 50 years ago, that only an idiot and a fool will send his child to his oppressor to be educated. When we build up our educational infrastructure, this in turn will give us our economical infrastructure, which in turn will give us our political infrastructure. And this is why I appreciate what Ms. Rayford is doing up there in Portland, Oregon, and Worcester Sister Wells. You see what I mean? And also, too, is that when we look at here, these politicians that down through history that have let us down. Now, let's look back 50 years ago. Everybody thought the eye of the prize was the civil rights movement to assimilate into this oppressive culture that there would be for our benefit. Right? Okay. Looking back at it in 50 years, ladies and gentlemen, we have to come to the conclusion is that it did not work. We have to leave what is useless, take what is useful. Now, as I'm looking out here on the West Coast and looking at all this economical development out here in Silicon Valley and what have you, every other group of people is coming in here capitalizing off of it. But where do they sell basically their businesses is off in the black community, and they sell us death, you see. They mistreat us. They disrespect our people, you see. So this is what the Black Experience Enhance is about, upgrading the quality of life for ourselves, is because all we got is each other's, ladies and gentlemen. And then there are those out there who are listening to our podcast. You can welcome to call in and join our conversation at area code 646-564-9630 and press 1 to speak live on the air. And this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, continuing with the edification and the unity of black women and their sisterhood. And we have our special guest hostesses calling in from UCMA. Okay, ladies, so I'm going to turn it back over there to you, you know, as we wind down right here. And then also, too, I see that we got a caller calling in from area code 626, the last 44310. You're live on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Where are you calling from, and what is your name, and what are your questions and comments?
Okay, I'm calling from Altadena, California. And just to call in and let everybody know, you know, stay positive. Black power, it is what it is. You have to speak it into an existence. And
yes, ma'am.
It don't matter what's going on in your world, just realize that, you know, the next time you see the next black person in your path, that they actually do end is going through the exact same story. So if you can't be the one to crack the smile and say, I love you, who is going to do it?
Right.
You can make a difference. It starts within yourself.
Yep.
That's right. And also, too, we got another caller calling in. From area code 318. The last two.
The last four
is
2267.
Okay, you're on Chicago's Black Experience. Call out to 318. What is your comments, questions, and concerns? And what's your name and where you calling from?
Hi. Can everyone hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I just wanted to call in. My name is Johnette. I am in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Okay.
Your name?
Okay, Johnette. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's calling from Shreveport, Louisiana.
Louisiana. Yes. What I'm doing is I'm promoting my business. I do want to say I appreciate everyone for giving me their time and having me on the show. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm promoting my business, and what we do is we make jewelry out of crystals and gems to spread awareness, mental awareness, as in meditation, your chakras, and as a support. What we're doing is right now, if anyone would like to, you know, see any pictures or get in contact with us, I can give my, is it okay if I give my email?
Yes, ma'am. State what you're doing. Go ahead.
Okay. My email is nubiangoddess99@yahoo.com. And I'm a little nervous.
No, be calm. Let's hear. We're all in the same boat.
Yes, amongst yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, go ahead, Sister Janet.
So what my true purpose is, I would like to spread the awareness of meditation and the properties and the value of meditation amongst my people, and that's what I'm doing right now. And I think that's the most important way or source to get back to the all. And and 'cause that's where we all come from, you know, no matter what. So I think that's what we all need to instill into ourselves is deep meditation. And working with crystals is very good to open your energy fields.
Okay.
Can you repeat that? What's your website?
NubianGoddess99@yahoo.com. That's her email.
Okay,
she doesn't have
email,
a website yet.
What is your email?
Do you have a website, Johnette?
No, I don't have a website up yet.
Oh, okay. Well, Johnette, you know you've been communicating with me. This is Ashe. You've been communicating with me for a few days now through Messenger. I'm the one that invited you to the call. So, sis, we're going to keep on communicating back and forth, and I want to help you expand and grow within your business. So please stay connected to UCME.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Okay, thank you so very much for calling in, Sister Janet. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to our episode of December 10th of 2017 of Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We have our guest hostesses tonight. They're calling in from Atlanta and Portland, Oregon as well. And tonight's subject is the edification and unity of black women and their sisterhood. Okay, and we're down to our last 17 minutes, ladies. Okay, go ahead with our guest hostesses. Each one of you take about 3 minutes with your comments and ideas and what you have coming up.
Okay, look here. I'll leave in charge on this. I am the man, Dr. D.
Black Experience Enhanced.
And you. Yeah. Because I had a stroke, so sometimes I get a little off. Of
no problem, brother. Go ahead. No problem.
But the whole thing is, like I say, we guys have a lot going on with us. And I really, really would love to see the fact that we can put this all together and make something come out of it where we can actually get somewhere with it. Because talk is talk, you know. But we have to actually head to the path whereas we can actually profit. Not this profit. We can actually benefit to us. But we need to, like I say, we need to.
We got to get our cohesiveness together, Mad Dr. D is what it is. We got to get our unity, and we got to get our cohesiveness together, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because, you know, I get so upset when I see these other races, and they come up with new cars, and they got houses, they got all this going on, you know what I mean? But we are the front forerunners on everything, you know what I mean? We have it. Now, we need to put it together and make it work, you know, and we can do make it work. We can, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's why we got this platform to do just that, to make it work.
All we need, at least the simple fact that we are together now and we're not at each other's throat, you know.
Right.
And that's a scary thing to Mr. Gilmore. You know what I mean?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
I'm so sick of these, you know what I mean, these KKK,
right.
Mr. Trump supporters,
KKK supporters, white supremacists, neo-Nazis, all of that. Yes, sir, you are definitely right about that.
And we have the power. We have the power.
Oh, yes, we do. Yeah, that's why we got
Can I interrupt for one second? Can I bring up a point?
My point is, we have the power, but we don't have the evil. We don't have the evilness to go out here and steal everything like they steal.
Because we're not
evil.
Yes,
ma'am.
That's
right.
That's exactly why they have what they have. They stole everything from us. So we have to get it back. Let me say this here, Mad Doctor, go ahead, Sister Demacy,
finish what you're saying, and then go ahead there, Sister K, and then I'm gonna chime in. Go ahead.
Okay. The thing about it is, we have to come up with a way to grow our money. Since they stole it, they stole all our wealth. They leaving us short. So we have to come and we have to make up for that.
No, we're paying
us
short.
Yes, ma'am, you're absolutely right about that.
But you see, this
is why we got to control our own economics, just on what Sister was saying there, man, Dr. D. See, this is why we got to control our own economical infrastructures, our own power grids, building our own houses, our own agricultural land. You see, the four factors of production are land, labor, capital, and risk management. Okay, see, these are the factors that we have to control. And this is why I appreciate Dr. Boyce Watkins on what he does is on his financial Juneteenth. Yeah, but go ahead, Sister DeMacy.
No, that's all I had to say right there, because that's the gist of it.
Yes,
they came out and they stole everything. I'm sorry, baby.
That's okay. I thought you were finished. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
That they stole everything from us. We understand that, and we understand your frustration as well, and that's why United Conscious
I'm not frustrated about it. They're facts. That's how those people are wealthy. That's how those people are rich, and they live well. And that's it.
That's what we know. And at United Conscious Minds, that's exactly what we're trying to get our people on the page of self-sustainability,
exactly,
and for us to take back what belongs to us, because it all belongs to us. And yeah, we're not a ratchet people. We're not people that have no souls like they do. So we're not going to be, we're not going to torture people in order to get what we want. Like,
no, we can't do that. That wouldn't work.
So in the meantime, we have to do what we know from our just spiritual connections, what we know to do. So it's time for us to get on a page where we have to become self-sustainable. So I just want to give you guys our contact information. You can contact us at unitedconsciousme.com. That's contact us at unitedconsciousme.com. And our website is unitedconsciousme.com. So www.unitedconsciousme.com. And if you go on there, you can see some of the things that we are trying to put in place. And Sister Teresa, that's on the line right now, we had a great talk earlier. She's the one that's running for mayor in Portland. And we're all trying to get this connection and a network of connection so that we can stay informed about what's going on, we can support one another. We have to build a support system. Like the sister that's trying to become the mayor there, we need to make sure that we get the word out and
get her in that position
because she is that ally that we need. We need her in that position. So we all need to come together to do this. And I appreciate Shabaka for letting us come on and have this platform because that is another way that we can gain a voice to get this out.
Unitedconsciousme.com. Unitedconsciousme.com.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. We got another caller calling in from area code 971 with the last 4930. You're on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Okay. What is your comments, questions, and concern?
Let me see. Okay. You know, I appreciate what she was saying, and what really, 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 really touched me is I'm sitting here watching this whole time while talking to you guys. There's a bus here that pulls up here, and they go to Vegas or whatever, right? And there was never one of them was actually Black. They were they're getting brand new cars. Where the heck that they get these brand new trucks?
They go out there work for about 100 of them live together. Come on now, you know what it is about the foreigners.
What makes me mad? We don't stick together like that.
Well, you know, the foreigners, you guys, this is what I know about the foreigners. When they come over here, they got a deal with, last I heard back in 2007, when the foreigners come over here, they have a deal with Toyota. So when they come here, they automatically can go to Toyota and get a car. They get money for their house every month. They take over our job industry. They get jobs and everything, y'all. And then they come in, they mess up everything. Then we got to come behind them and fix it.
That's because we don't work for $5 an hour.
They also come into our communities. They come into our communities and they open these businesses. And those be the businesses that we first went to. And this is why UCME is starting a Black business emporium. So we can concentrate the melanated traffic to the melanated business.
Baby, so
we want to know where is all our people at that want to help bring Black Wall Street, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to connect all the
people
back together.
We're going
to
rebuild
Black Wall Street.
Let's rebuild.
Yeah. Okay, hey, folks, we got a lot of feedback going on there, so if everybody could kind of like watch their background noise a little bit, yeah, we got some feedback going on here. Yeah, wow. But this is a very, very good show that we're having tonight, the edification.
Yes, it is. I love y'all. Oh, thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so
absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome. Definitely call us every Sunday. And every Sunday we're doing a show, you know, at 6 p.m. Pacific time. And tonight was a special edition that we were doing for the edification and the unity of a black woman and
there
a
you go.
We definitely appreciate all our guest hostesses calling in. Okay, folks, we're down to about our last 6 minutes. Anybody got any closing comments, questions, or concerns? Just state what you're doing positive for the community. And
can
definitely
I say I love y'all?
Yes, ma'am.
I love you.
Hey, the sister that keep on saying she loves us, can we please get her contact info?
Yes, I can give you my number. My number is
we can get that contact number back again. Once again, I'm the man, Dr. D. I'm gonna let you guys go ahead with this call on the show. And I appreciate everybody here and your comments, concerns, and all the love. And you know what? You keep it up, you know what I mean? And things good are going to happen. You know what I mean? I am the man.
Yes,
of the day. I love you. You guys have a nice weekend. Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love
you,
baby.
So here's the number.
What's the contact number, sis? This is Ashay. Can I get your contact number?
Yeah. Sister Mimi, go ahead there with your contact number.
I'm ready for
you,
sis.
Yeah, go ahead with your contact
number.
2537.
And what state you in, ma'am?
I live in Upper Marlboro, Maryland.
Maryland?
Okay.
Yes.
Baltimore.
Okay, so we all across the nation.
No, Upper.
From Atlanta to
Upper
Maryland to
Marlboro.
California to Oregon. Okay. All right. And doing also, too, we got Sister Diana in Louisiana as well, too. Okay, all right.
Yes.
So once again, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to our last 4 minutes here. You've been listening to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. We come on every Sunday. Our usual time is 6 p.m. Pacific, but tonight we did a special edition tonight helping the United Conscious Minds Enterprise. And also, too, appreciate all our guest hostesses, you know, for calling in. Okay, ladies, you have any closing comments? Sister Ashay, Sister Kaden, Sister Imani.
I want to just give a plug in for the National Black Conference that's going to be out here in Atlanta March 31st. Sister Alicia and Brother Elijah, they wanted to have me make everyone aware of that. They do have a link to go to for that. It's on Eventbrite. So if you go on Eventbrite and look up National Black Conference, you'll see the one that's here in Atlanta. Again, that's March 31st. And they got some really good lineup going on. Shabaka, I don't know if you know anything about it, but they're trying to do this nationwide, and that's another way that they're trying to bring us all together to network and connect and get the word out about what we're trying to do. And they're trying to do exactly what we're trying to do with the self-sustainability. So please, go look it up.
We are doing it. I just don't like that word because guess what? Trying is a doubt word, and when we speaking in things into existence, we can't use try, we can't use want.
There you
go. We can't use
right.
that because the
stay
universe
focused on
the universe not gonna hear that.
Right.
It's not
we're there. We're gonna do
this.
Yes, ma'am.
Also, I wanted to make everybody online aware of some of the products and services that UCME is going to be coming up with shortly. And Sister Sasha, that's on the line, she has a Mother Earth herbal product that you guys have got to check out. Sister Ashay has an awesome tonic that she's coming up with that is going to be for, Sister Imani, they're all going to be on that United Conscious Mind website that was given to you. So, and then there's another product that's going to be coming out for detox and weight loss. And it's all going to be natural, organic stuff that we are trying to do to help our people out. So please stay on the lookout for those things. Again, Sister Imani, she is doing the Mother Earth Herbal Blends. And Sister Ashay, she is coming up with the special tonic, and she will tell you more about it. And for myself, I'm doing the detox weight loss. So We also have a line under United Common Truth Minds called Kayashe, along with the Mother Earth Urban Blend. So I just want you guys to look out for it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. Okay. All right.
I just wanted to pretty much say that it's very important. Like, I think you should have a show about us, like, homeschooling our children, because people need to know how detrimental that is and how we're damaging our children, sending them to these
programming
schools. And
absolutely,
and you seeing me, we are also doing that as well. We're coming up with a network to have an infrastructure of homeschooling. So try to do it online, and we want to have communities all across everywhere, because we're all about bridging the gap. So we want to have
communities
all across everywhere that's dedicated to homeschooling for us and our children, because the things that we're learning in their schools is nothing. I remember growing up, and I could be like, where's all the black people? Like, they would teach you about Queen Elizabeth and all this stuff. And the only person they taught you about was Cleopatra. And Cleopatra, the Cleopatra they depicted to us was white. Now, when I grew up and I started doing my own research, I found out there was numerous amount of strong black women that were queens and that was warriors. For thousands of years, mm-hmm. they pretty much wiped these people out. But we lost their knowledge because they didn't want us to know about it, because they didn't want us to know the power, the true power.
Because
of
it would awaken us. It would have awakened us before we awaken right now. The awakening would have happened a long time ago if we would have known about these people.
So that's why they got reservations.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. And also, too, the most powerful knowledge to have is to have knowledge of self. And this is why my sister used to emphasize in the homeschooling. We did do some past podcasts on that. And you can go to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You can Google us. And you can go back to some of our past episodes that we did on homeschooling. Also, too, we did a show recently last week. It was At-Risk Black Youth, where the one and only Mr. Jay Dizzle that came in and gave us a fantastic job on some input on that. So definitely listen to our back podcast,
too,
ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yes, ma'am, absolutely.
Okay.
You most certainly can. And also, too, ladies and gentlemen, this is Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Our air date here is December 10th, 2017. And Shabaka's Black Experience specializes in dealing with the black experience from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. We definitely thank all our callers, the one and only Mad Dr. D, our producer and co-host. We definitely appreciate our guest hostesses, Miss K Love, Sister Imani, Sister Ashe. We definitely appreciate the input. We definitely appreciate doing the collaboration here. So if any of you ladies got any closing comments or anything, I'm about to put our outro on.
Well, when is the next conference call?
Yeah, go ahead, Sister Ashe.
Oh, I had just wanted to say, we haven't scheduled our next conference call yet, so that's why I had wanted your number and your contact info so that we can put
you
onto our MailChimp, which is our MailChimp will send you out a blast. As long as we got your email and your contact information, you know, we'll be able to send you out a blast and, you know, a text message or whatever. I try to stay in contact with all my people to let them know, look, y'all, we on the air tonight. We're about to do a show. So trust me. We're going to keep you.
Uh-huh.
We're going to keep you informed on what's going on. We're going to keep you informed on what's going on.
I only gave you my number. You want the email too?
Yes, baby.
Okay.
Give me your email.
D as in David, J, E A N as in Nancy,
E A N
at G W U.
Wait a minute. Go back at what?
At G W U. Dot E, Biz and David U.
Oh, dot education. Okay, so it's D.
Yes.
J E A N at G W U dot E D U.
Yes. Uh huh. D Biz and David
D. Jean.
Okay. So I had wanted
Thank
to mention,
you.
Too, that for all the sisters that's on the line, if there is somebody on there that didn't get a chance to speak and you guys are just listening, Kay, my sister Kay Love, we were talking on the phone today with my sister Teresa Rayford, and we decided to come up with to create a page on Facebook, a Facebook group for sisterhood. So anybody that wants to connect sisterhood, please look out for our page. And if we have your contact info, we will be contacting you, letting you know when the page is all set and ready to go for people to be started to be added to, so that we can all stay connected.
Okay.
Because we got to get this sisterhood connected from state to state, city to city, because there's a lot of groups out there that's representing sisterhood, and we need them to be connected all as one.
Yes,
yes ma'am. Okay. By all means.
And I just want everybody to remember that the power of love is way, way more powerful than the power of fear.
Oh,
and,
yes,
and,
ma'am, absolutely.
And that's what I always that's what I always push, because our people are so subjected to the power
yes,
of fear that they don't even want to come out of their comfort zone to be
mm-hmm.
awake. So I always
say yes,
the power of love is more powerful than the power of fear, and that is the message that we are pushing at UCME.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
All right, appreciate you. And then also, folks, definitely check out our past podcast, that's Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. You could Google them. And also, too, definitely check out the episode that we did a couple of months back, me and the Mad Dr. D. We were taught not to forget. Also, too, appreciate being a part of Blackathon, you know, a few months ago, helping hurricane victims down there in Houston, Texas. And we definitely want to give
uh-huh.
a shout-out once again to all the RBGs, and we definitely appreciate all our guest hostesses coming in tonight, Kayla,
yeah.
Ramadi, and Sister Shay, and we definitely appreciate Sister DeMacy for calling in, you know, giving her input. Very, very much
Thank
to have you.
You
this evening, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And
Thank
then also, too, we
My
appreciate
pleasure.
The sister, you know. Oh, yes, ma'am. And please call us again. We come on every Sunday. And then also,
okay.
too, like I said before, folks, we deal with the dynamics of the Black experience on Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced from the beginning of time to 10 minutes ago. And also, too, we want to give a shout-out there to the sister down in and, Louisiana as well, too. We appreciate Sister Jonay calling in as well. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to end our show. We're going to listen to the one and only Mr. Hugh Masekela called Stack. Mella.
Thank you.
That comes from Mozambique, Angola, Zimbabwe, Malawi, Botswana, Namibia, Lesotho, Swaziland, and the whole hinterland of South Africa. This train carries on in the young men and old men who are conscripted to come and work on the continent in the gold mines of Johannesburg and its surrounding metropolis. Deep, deep, deep down in the belly of the earth, when they're digging and drilling for that mighty evasive stone, or when they dish that mishmash mud food into their iron plate with an iron shovel, or when they hear that choo-choo train screaming in the path in the far horizon, they always curse the coal train that brought them.